Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is really Kuf Yud Gimel. But as you know, we are learning ahead because tomorrow is Purim. And therefore, we are already on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the first wide line where the Gemara begins, Boi Minei Rav Achadvuye Bar Ami Meirav. We're going to continue talking today about the Pasuk in the Torah, Loi Savashel Gedi Bachalev Imoi. Shmuel already darshened it at length yesterday, and we're going to continue having yet other drushes on that pasuk. The pasuk, as you know, appears three times in the Torah. Yizhok Dimar, Surab Echvuye, Ba'ami asked Rav the following shayl. Hamavashel bechalev gedi shaloi henika mahu. When the Torah said, Lechavashel gedi bechalev imoi, as we know, halocha lamaisa, when you put the piece of meat into the milk, it doesn't have to have any relationship. In other words, it doesn't have to be mommy and baby. In fact, in our Mishnah we learned it could even be different animals, different species of animals, as long as it's a behema tahira with the cholav of a behema tahira. But we're going to develop more about that as we go through today's sugya. But the shayla of the Gemara is, since the Torah uses the expression machalev imoy, Imoy sounds like it's got to be a mami. And even if it doesn't have to be the particular mami of the particular gdi that you are cooking in that milk, does it at least have to be a mami at all? Now, normally, just like by women, lahavdul, when it comes to animals, they also do not have milk or they don't begin to lactate until they have a child. However, they also begin to lactate slightly before they have a child, when they're already in their pregnancy. And therefore the shayla of the Gemara is, although the Gemara uses the expression Hamavashel b'chalev gedi, it really means b'chalev ho'em, or b'chalev the mother figure in this case, shaloi henika, that has still not nursed any children yet, because it didn't have any children yet. It's almost about to have a child. We're soon going to make a kiddush, but we're not there yet. If you look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom, Shaloi Heinika, Lo Yoldemi Arlem, it never had a child yet. V'yesh L'cholav, then how does it have milk if it didn't have a child? Yishi Kroi V'yemein Lidasa, oh, we're almost there. Almost. Now the question is, Midaikinan Imoy Shehoise Imoy Kvar? So does it have to be that this behema will have the potential of becoming an imoy, or does it have to already have been an imoy for purposes of basar b'chalav? That's immersion. And mavashah b'chalev gedi. The word chalev gedi is a little bit misleading, because it's really not the gedi that has the chalav, it's the chalev imoy, right? V'shavashah gedi b'chalev imoy. So in fact, other gemaras, they have a girsa mavashah b'chalev gedoyo, Kedoya meaning the female, which is of course the one that has the milk. Anyway, regardless, but that's Pshat in the Gemara. You have an animal that Baruch Hashem in its udders it has milk, but has not become a mami yet. Mahu, what's the din legabi baser b'chalav? It's omalei. Mitzrich lishmua lemeimer b'chalav imoy v'loy b'chalav zohar. Yesterday when we were darshaning the six different drushes of Shmuel from the word gedi, at the end of that same mendra of Shmuel, Shmuel continued on. It says, "Bachalev imoy, v'loy bachalev zohar." And we explained already yesterday, although this is a very, very extraordinary, unique, and perhaps miraculous situation, but were you to have a male animal that had udders and was giving milk, the halacha of leisavash gedi bachalev imoy would not apply, because it's got to be chalev aim from a female cow and not from a male cow. Anyway, Jogti Gemara, Zohar Hudloi Osil Chalein. A Zohar Avad is not going to become an aim, because after all, it's a male. Avalhai, but in case of this female cow that has not become a mommy yet, but is on the brink of becoming a mommy, Avalhai, Kivin the Balik Lalein is Osur. So bottom line is the Gemara was Poshet Ashaila, and the Gemara says it doesn't have to be an Imo yet, as long as it's on the way to becoming an Imo. Nushai. Itmar, Hamavashel Chalev b'Cholav. Now we already had this halacha yesterday, and this was the first of the six drushes of Shmuel, Yidi l'rabbis esa chaylev. So if instead of putting basar into cholav, you put chaylev into cholav and you cooked it according to Shmuel, you would be chayv on the din of the savasha gediba chalei dimai. And the Gemara already asked yesterday, l'chayre you're osur to go and eat chaylev from the inception of this animal, or when the animal was born. And now you're talking about after the animal was geshochten, which could have happened years later, and you're taking the chaylev and you're putting it into the cholav, so why don't you say, ein iser chal al iser? And the Gemara said, yes, it is because Shmuel holds iser is chal al iser. So now the Gemara has that very shaylev. Itmar hamavashel chaylev b'cholav, if you take chaylev and you cook it in cholav, what's the din? Rabami Rabasi Chad Omar Loike, you get Malkis on the Bishul Basar B'cholav. Chad Omar ain't Loike. And the other one says, no, you don't get Malkis for the Basar B'cholav. So L'choyra, Lein B'chokin Nifigi. What's the Machlokis? Man Yama Loike Kasova Isser Chal Al Isser, even though I have here an Isser Chalev from a year ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 years ago, whenever this animal was born and got Chalev. And the other man yama says man yama ain't like it because of ain't is a chal iser. Since it has that old pre-existing iser, you cannot have a yet another iser be chal on it. Now this is a little bit, if you will, I don't want to say it's a tricky question, but you have to think through the question, because really the shayla of the Gemara is the gabe hamevashel about cooking. Nobody ever said that there's a problem with cooking chaylev. The problem only is with eating chaylev. So Jones, just don't eat the chaylev. If you just cook the chaylev, it's not an iser chal al iser situation. Yes,
but it does say the words are lo sevasha.
Exactly,
not eating.
Chaylev is not iser earlier for cooking, only for eating. Chaylev is the pre-existing iser is only eating chaylev, not cooking chaylev. If there's no milk around and you have chaylev from a kosher behema, you can cook it. You just can't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to cook it to purify it to use it, there's no iser of cooking chaylev or iser no chaylev. It's only eating of chaylev that's previously iser.
Yeah, good. But your point is still well taken. The fact that the Torah calls achila b'loshen bishul, as we'll see in another moment, will feature very prominently in the Gemara's next couple of lines. Anyway, returning to the Gemara, so Dr. Gemara, is the chayla machloikis between the two is whether iser chal al iser, yes or no. So it's more like the kulialma ain iser chal iser. Everybody holds that iser is not chal al iser. And therefore, if a person were to go and take a piece of chaylev and cook it in milk, and then after that take the chaylev and put it on his plate, and he starts eating from it, everybody agrees he would not get malkis on eating basar b'cholav, but he would get malkis on eating chaylev. In fact, chaylev is an iser karis, so it's a very bad iser. So the iser of the eating of this chaylev b'cholav, it's a tanit. Anyway, says Shrek for being more in. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Nachamu. So our Gemara says, if a person were to go and eat from this chaylev, shenizbashel b'cholav, he would not get malkis out the basa b'cholav. We're not talking about the chaylev, out the basa b'cholav, no malkis, because ain't this a chalis. So what's the machlokes? Keep the bishul. It's the first and only iser. There is no other iser. You're allowed to go and cook chaylev in water, in wine, in shemen, in any other mashke. Just don't cook it in cholev. When you do cook it in cholev, oh, loike, alz basim b'cholev, or alz chaylev b'cholev. So loike chadi suruv. So there is a din of malkus. Uman diyomer ena loike. Now this is the point that Uri was trying to make. Why did the Torah say each time loisavashel? And we know Rashi says the chumash loisavashel means echad iser bishul, v'echad iser achila, v'echad iser hanoah b'mashma. So why did the Torah say loisoychal gidi b'chalei vimei? Why did it say loisavashel? Lahachi afker rachmana lachila b'loshin bishul. That what? Kiven da'al achila loilaki. Since you've already agreed that an achila you would not be chayiv, why wouldn't you be chayiv? Because ein iser chal al iser. So you want to have an iser of basar b'cholav. About you have your iser of eating chaylev, but you don't have an iser of eating basar b'cholav or chaylev b'cholav. Ki lachila loilaki. Abishal nami loilaki. You don't get a iser.
It's counterintuitive because usually we say iser kolal does add is
and therefore what should it be?
It should be you should be chayev. You should be chayev.
On what?
On both, on
achira and on bishul.
Right.
No, which is just
the opposite. Right, exactly. It's a flip. It's right.
Oh, so you know who asked this kasha? Look at the top tesis. Taima. Let's say pukvaket. Kidam b'samach. In fact, we're going to have that another two lines. Kidam bishul lucky. Achira nami lucky. Why don't you just say the opposite? Then you have on bishul.
Is it kolel?
It wouldn't mean it's a kolel because they're really separate isurim. This is bishul and this is achila. It's not true that the Torah calls them in the same lashon, but these are separate isurim. They're just saying.
What is he saying?
Or one second. We get back to your mama. So therefore, let's first see the Gemara, then we ask the Kasha, and then we get to Uri. So everything should be crystal clear for everyone. So bottom line is, under normal circumstances, I would think that everybody should agree that there would be a din of malchus here. Why? Because the person is doing something brand new that was not previously also. You're not allowed to eat chaylev, but you're allowed to look at chaylev, you're allowed to smile at chaylev, you can go and kiss the chaylev, and you can go and cook the chaylev. Oh, but you're cooking in milk. Oh, that's already, all the sirens, all the alarms go off. That's the first time. So you should get malchus. Says the Tzveita Mandi Yomar over here, nay. Since the Torah called Achila Blush and Bishul, it's trying to equate the two. In which respect? That just like at Achila, you're not going to get malchus on Basar B'cholav, or Chayla B'cholav, why? Because Ein Isser Chal Isser. The Torah masqueraded, if you will, in the spirit of Purim. It masqueraded the din of Achila by calling it Bishul to equate the two, like to make a heckish one to the other. Just like on Achila there's no Malkus, on the Bishul will also not be any Malkus. So even though Svaradik there should be, because of this heckish Achila to Bishul, no Malkus. So Freitas gets choices, as was asked by the Chush of Oilam, starting with Barry and with Brother Shai and everyone else. It should be just the opposite. Why don't they go and say, if the Torah is equating the two, go and say that just like you are chayiv on the bishul, because this is a brand new iser, so then you should be chayiv on the achila too. In other words, even though normally ain is a chal iser, but based on this hekesh, one to the other, we should say that you should be chayiv on achila as an exception to the rule because of this overriding hekesh. Tosis doesn't give an answer, and the chayra, you could go and say, well, they're both shakal. You can go and say that the achila is doimel bishul, or bishul doimel achila. So which one of the two should you choose? The chayra you should choose.
Because that's what's said in the Torah.
Oh, you should take the bishul, as well as any time you have a suffix d'araisa, and it's kind of shakal, you should be machmir. It's not a derban, it's a zachad d'araisa. So if you should be machmir, you should take a same punkt faket. That just like on the bishul, you will get malchus because it's a new act that was not previously prohibited in the Torah. So you should be chayiv on the achila too, even though there's a pre-existing iser of the chaylev. So it's a shtark akasha, and Tosis remains with akasha without a teretz. Is everybody now okay?
So, Uri. So in that case, the person wouldn't be chayiv for anything.
What you're asking, what the Gemara is kasha or the Gemara? You're asking like the Tosis. What's your question?
Well, Tosis is asking, you're saying it should be the opposite.
Yes.
Meaning, what is it?
What is it? So the Gemara is saying, according to this Mandi Omar, there is no malchus, even though the person is cooking the basar b'cholov or the chayla b'cholov. Why is there no malchus? You're not allowed to go and cook because it's a pre-existing iser of chayla. The pre-existing iser of chayla is only an iser achila, not an iser bishul. L'hachi afker achmanu l'achila v'lashem bishul. They're just like on the achila you'll be potter, on the bishul you'll also be potter.
So then, according to that,
you're off the hook.
The only thing that someone is chayiv is if he just cooks it and then doesn't do anything with it.
The only time he's chayiv would be if he
ate it.
If he ate it, he'd be chayiv al iser chayiv. But everybody agrees according to these two man diyamam. It's two Mandi Omars that you do not have a Malkus based on the Achila. The Shaila only is, do you have a Malkus based on the Bishul? So the first Mandi Omar says, yes, you do have a Malkus based on the Bishul. Second Mandi Omar says, no, you will not get Malkus based on Bishul. Good?
More and more. We focus on the Chaylev. How about the Chalav itself?
About the Chalav?
Now comes Usher. Mm-hmm. Once Chalav is Usher, as plus the Chalav, that should then expand Chalav as well. Isn't that the concept? Once the chalav now gets a new iser, basal chalav, so now that mele, that should extend the chalav as well.
Why would the chalav be aser? Because it's got the bias of the chalav.
Exactly.
Okay, so if a person were to eat the chalav itself, he would get malchus al chalav. Would he get malchus al tzbasa b'chalav?
No.
No. Why not? Because it's pre-existing yisr. Right. So now the bliyos of the chalav inside the chalav are also the pre-existing yisr. So if you were to eat from the chalav, einachanami, you'd get malchus pech because of the chalav shabai, assuming that it's nice and tam, but you would not get malchus because of the yisr of eating basa b'chalav because ein yisr chal yisr.
Who says comes first? You put the milk in the pot, you put chalav in. Only when the cooking starts does it absorb the chalav, I think.
You know, for sure, the milk didn't have any issur of chalav
until now. So the initial makes it us, not previously.
Yeah, but the pre-existing issur we're talking about in history. When was this chalav created? 5 years ago when the animal was born, he had chalav. Only when did you do the bishul? You did the bishul today. So it's 5 years later. So in that sense, it's.
Mendy's point is well taken. If it weren't chalav with the pre-existing, if it was basar b'chalav, and you had a pot of milk and a piece of meat fell in, you take out the meat.
Right.
But the chalav, the milk there now in the pot is asar al basar b'chalav.
Sure.
And what makes that milk usher? That makes it usher the fact that it's been contaminated with this basar b'chalav.
Absolutely.
In the same way, if instead of chalav, that's Mendy's point, I think, right? If that chalav goes in there,
right.
That chalav now is not chalav making it usher, it's the cooking of a meat substance, a meat substitute of fat, forbidden fat, that's making that milk usher.
Okay.
So why is that milk not usher as cooked milk that was cooked with a meat substitute.
You certainly,
I want to point that Mendy has a good point. The milk.
Questions are always good.
Absolutely.
Today is not the exception. That's the rule. Always good.
I just want to expand it though. The milk. I don't want to get away. The milk is the cooking of the milk.
Yeah.
Okay, because in fact, the lashon of Torah is lo b'shezal gedi, the chaylev. Right, it's in cooking in the milk. He's cooking. He's fulfilling the Torah. He's doing the avera with all the qualities. He's cooking the meat substance in the milk.
Meat substitute.
The meat substitute. Because I don't want to say chaylev and chaylev. It's getting confusing.
I'm confused myself. Exactly.
So why isn't it the milk that's being cooked illegally? But the milk was mutter before. The milk was, that's Mendy's question. Right. The milk was mutter before. It's not a pre-existing isser. It was previously mutter milk.
Slug. He put the chalav into the milk. What is going to make the milk usser now? There are going to be two isser that's going to make it usser. Number one, that's going to get the tam chalav. And number two, because you were even the isser with vash gedim chalavim.
Correct.
Good. That chalav, although it wasn't pre-existing in the milk, it was pre-existing in the refrigerator or in the animal's stomach for the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
So that chalav is out. Now it comes into the milk and it contaminates the milk because of the bliyos in that chalav, assuming that it's nice and tam. Now the milk is going to become a shtik chalav. That shtik chalav iser grew out already 5 years ago. The bishul only took place now. I agree with you that the chalav only became nizbashel and became pletus into the milk as a result of the bishul now. But it is a pre-existing issue from before, as opposed to the bishul, which you're only doing at this point.
It's a chiddush. Even though both call at the same time, since that's an earlier isser.
Yeah, but I see if you said
the isser fat.
Chalav was the chalav Yisrael, and this was chalav goyim.
Chalav usher original chalav. So now we cook it. Yeah, but if it were just busser, your argument wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If it were just busser, see, that's what I'm saying, meat or meat substitute. If your explanation doesn't work, if it's just meat, because meat is a permitted substance. So the question is, if meat falls into a boiling pot of milk.
Yes.
Okay. So now, and there's no Saint Tom, or not even not no Saint Tom, even not no Saint Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no Saint Tom. Right. So it's not outnumbered. It's not bittel. So now the milk now is usher as chalav that's cooked meat.
Right.
Was the meat kosher? The meat was kosher. It was kosher animal, kosher shchita, everything was kosher.
Absolutely.
Mutter.
What's the isser now?
So it's chalav that basar has been cooked in.
That's called basar b'chalav.
Okay. Why is...
Now pre-existing isser. This is a brand new, first and only single year isser.
It's only the bishul that triggers the isser.
Right.
Here it's pre-existing. The bishul didn't create the isser.
Right.
The chalav already had it in potentially.
But it's chalav.
When the bishul process starts,
we're learning this today, not tomorrow.
When the bishul process starts, and it contaminates.
Right.
You see, since it's there previously, that goes first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Anyway,
accept it.
I am the mufarshim. Shkoyach. everybody's going to get we're going to whet our appetites to eat something.
Not at all. Baser b'cholav, it's it makes me nauseous.
Exactly. Now there's a second shot in this machlekes. Remember, we started off on a vashel cholav. Sorry, chaylev b'cholav machlekes v'ami ravasi yol loike nish loike. So according to the first pshat that we had was achila, everybody agrees, no malkes. The machlekes is the gabi bishul. Ikadi ami, it's the other way around. A bishul kuli almaloi pligi the loki. Everybody agrees that there is malkes on bishul. So where's the machlekes? Kuli achila. If you were to eat it, man yom ein loike v'nisachalis. That's a double portion. Since it's a pre-existing issur of chaylev, now you're eating chaylev with the tamim of the milk in it. Who cares? It's a pre-existing issur. Ein nisachalis. Uman yom loike lahachi afker achmona lachila b'loshin bishul. This is what the Tosis is kasha. This is what was bothering Uri and Brother Shai and Barry and everybody else. Man yom loike lahachi afker achmona lachila b'loshin bishul. Why did Taka say leisavashul instead of leisachoil? Kimin da bishul loki. Since official, everybody agreed there is Malkus. Why is it Malkus? Because it's a brand new issue. Like Gemara started on the second line. Ikadiyami abishul kuliyamule pliyidaloki. It's a brand new issue, right? Bishul. There was no issue of bishul before on chaylev, brand new issue. It's given that bishul loki, achila nami loki. Just like bishul, achila is also Malkus. So this is the same svar as we had on the top line, that we are equating bishul and achila because the Torah uses the same lashon of bishul to refer to achila. The only difference is on the first line we use this as a kula, just like an achila loik loki, a bishul nami loki, and here we're using it as a chumra, kib la bishul loki, achila nami loki, and that's why it's more mistaver like this pshat because it's a deraisa, and that's the top choice. It's tema. We should say the opposite. Good. Levi say a third pshat in what appears to be a machlekes, and the fact is no machlekes. One is talking about bishul, and one is talking about achila. The one that says that there's malchus is talking about bishul because there is no pre-existing ism. You're allowed to go and cook chaylev from today to tomorrow as long as you don't put it into milk. You put it into milk. First iser of the day. The other mandiyama says, oh no, I'm not talking about bishul, I'm talking about eating. This is an andar masa, since there's an iser of chaylev, if you go and mix it with milk and you add some ketchup and some jam and you add some any other types of embellishments, it makes no difference. There's a pre-existing iser of the chaylev. Since it's pre-existing iser, ain iser chal iser, and that's why ain like it. So everybody would hold that you are chayiv on bishul. Everybody would hold you are not chayiv on achila. Shalom al Yisrael, there's no machlek.
Right. In a case where someone cooked it and then someone totally different ate it, mm-hmm, it would both be.
You don't even talk about chaylev. You're talking in general. If you have two people, if you go into a restaurant, a Jewish restaurant, where the restaurateur, unfortunately, is not a Shemesh Shabbos, or doesn't care, or by mistake, and he went and he cooked basar and cholov together, mixed it together, and he cooked it, so he is over the iser of basar and cholov. Of course, if he did a b'shoyi, he did it amazing, he gets malkus, matasra. Good. That's guy number one. Now, if he sells it to the customer, and says on the menu, this happens to be Parisian liver, which is a very special name. I don't know if there's a name for this. Parisian liver, no?
Foie gras.
Oh, foie gras. It has to come from a goose, right? So foie gras. Yes. That's delicious, Thomas.
It's very creamy because of the milk that was put in.
And they put it into milk, so it's milkig, lactated, lactose foie gras, whatever they're going to call it. So then that'd be busam cholov. So just like the chef will be over on the cooking, the person who buys it and eats it, he'll be over on the eating. Two separate iser. And if the customer says, this is so delicious, you know, I think I can make an extra buck if I can flip it. So he buys it for $10 a portion, he goes outside and sells it to somebody else for $12, they'll be over on having the isra no of making money, of having pleasure from this, besides the achila aspect. Anyway.
And also causing another person to be...
They can be bashing the sarab.
He sells it to a guy.
Or he can sell it to a guy, exactly. Anyway, getting back to argument. Now, the first part of the braisa is really unrelated to us. I mean, it's fascinating halachas, but the ikar is the last case of the braisa. So he started from mavashel, the meicholav potter. Meicholav is, I think in English they call it whey, W-H-E-Y, which means if you let milk stand or congeal, then you'll have some extra water lying on the side and the top and the bottom, separating from it. Oh, so that separating water, I believe, is called whey, which is melchiks. However, if you were to go and cook meat in that mechalav, your potter, it's not chalav for purposes of basar b'chalav. Dam shebishloi b'chalav, potter. If you had dam that you went and cooked, not meat and not chalav, but dam shebishloi b'chalav is also potter. Gemara said yesterday that's one of the six drushes that Shmuel learned from Gedi.
We don't hold that down. We hold that way is milk, huh?
I think we are machmer. I'm pretty sure where we hold it. We're machmer. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you for certain. You have to ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. Anyway, dam shebishloi b'chalav is potter. You took out from your animal the bones, and you took out the sinews, and you took out the horns and all the rest, and you put them into the chalav. That's not basar, it's not gedi. Again, you're potter. So all of that is fascinating. But now the ikar is the final case. You went to the Beis Hamikdash, and there they had all different types of kabbanas. And unfortunately, one carbon was nispago. They had a machshava of shlebis manoi, or noisa. They left it over the allocated time period, or it became tamei. Obviously, all of these you're not allowed to eat because it pigal noisa v'tamei. It goes without saying. What did this person do to compound the issue? Bishlam cholav. He put it into milk, and he cooked it with the milk. Pushteita. He's chayiv on the iser of bishul basar b'chalav. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha l'choira is not on the second or the third, because, for instance, according to the third pshat of the final ikadiyami, where everybody agrees on bishul yurchayiv, and everybody agrees that achila your plator, the reason why yurchayiv on bishul because it's not isser chalis, it's a brand new isser of bishul. There was no isser before of chayiv. So here too, there was no isser of bishul of pigal nois v'tomei. There's only an isser of eating it. Okay, so if you're bishul and mecholav, according to everybody, you're chayv. So that wouldn't be a kasha. Even according to the second lashon, it wouldn't be shved, because the second lashon in Gemara said that the whole machloikis is kuliyamal peligi legabi bishul, right? Second line from the top, ikadiyamal bishul kuliyamal peligi deloki. Everybody agrees on bishul because there's no pre-existing issue. So the child is only legabi achila. Aha, okay, so then again, no kasha. This is taka good. Since there is no previous iser of cooking pigal noiser and tamei, if you now cooked it in cholov, you'd be chayv. It's a brand new iser of basar b'chalav. Good. So what's the kasha on? The kasha is on the first lashon. Well, the first lashon we said at the end on the bottom of kuf yud gimel amid beis. Keep ligi abishul man di yom loike harisuru man di yom ein loike lahachi afke rachmon lachil b'lashon bishul to tell you that you are potur. Why? Because there's a pre-existing iser, even though we're talking about bishul, but that's why the Torah equated bishul and achila. They're just like an achila lucky, and bishul nami lucky. Do shteitach that on bishul you're chayiv. If the chayiv is shver on the first shot, according to that mandi amar. Everything when I hate on the subject is a halal iser. This initial is a gefährlich, because we started off explaining that first pshat to kuli alma ain't iser halal iser. This man, the yom of this price, holds that iser is chalal iser. And what the Gemara is telling us is that even though the popular maxim that people always say is ain iser chalal iser, this is not unanimous. Some say that iser is chalal iser. In fact, we said yesterday in the Gemara that Shmuel is one of those that holds that iser is chalal iser. Good. No kasha. But now we're going to examine the first halach again. Hamavashal b'mei chalav, if you were to go and take meat and cook it in whey, potur, sayle v'rishlokish, right, rishlokish, not. This Mishnah is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Machshirin. Machshirin, of course, talks about being Machshir and Ochel Lekabel Toma. We all know the famous rule of the Yad Shochat Dam, that there's seven Mashkois. Among those Mashkois are the Shochat, Shin stands for Shemen, Ches stands for Cholov. Says the Mishnah, Mesechtes Machshirin, Mei Cholov, Arehenke Cholov. Mei Cholov, this way that we're talking about, is just like milk, and it is also Machshir lekabel tumah. Moichel, how are you kishemen? Moichel means juice that is emitted by the olives, which is not full-fledged oil, it's just juice. Also has the status like shemen, that what? That it's machshir lekabel tumah. Amrish lakish, that mishnah that we equated, mei cholav to cholav, leishana lehachshir says right, the purpose of hachshir is right. Alin yibishel, avalin yibishel, was cholav. They do not have the status of cholav, and therefore, if you wanted to go and put cholev in, if you wanted to put gdi into the mei cholev, you would not be over the din of basar cholev. Why, in fact, is it machshir? Because although it doesn't have the status of cholev, but it does have the status of a mashke. It's one of the sheva mashkois. It's true, it's not cholev with a capital ches, but for purpose of going and be machshir, it's enough of a mashke that it is. It's true. The Gemara doesn't say that expressly, but maybe that's what the Gemara is relying on, that it's not worse than mayim. How do you know that cholev is called a mashke? So you have Rashi here about a quarter down the Omer, harihink cholev, the hachshir says wrong, the cholev nikra mashke, the chsib, vatiftach et noid hacholev vatashkeyu. That's talking about Yuail, when she gave to Sisera and killed Sisera by giving him, and then all the other stuff. Okay, Alanga Maisa. So bottom line is that it's called a mashke, even though it's not called cholev. Good. Turn it on. Now, from here until the end of today's Gemara, we're going to darshan b'chalev imoy. We're going to wonder why does the Torah say three times b'chalev imoy? And each time the Gemara is going to try to bring first a kal v'chomer. Sometimes we're going to live with that kal v'chomer. We're not going to need the pasuk. Sometimes we're going to say, no, the kal v'chomer is no good. We will need the pasuk. As you'll see. Tanabat. B'chalev imoy. Engli ela b'chalev imoy. B'chalev pora v'rochel minay. I only know from the pasuk that if you took a gdi, gdi means, of course, a baby goat. Parshat pshat. I know yesterday the Gemara said it means any baby of any animal. But parshat pshat in the pasuk, a gdi b'chalev imoy, einli ela b'chalev imoy. If you took a gdi and you put it into goat's milk, it doesn't have to be its own mommy, as long as it goes into goat's milk, then avada you're chayv. What about if you put it b'chalev pora v'rochel? Instead of taking the goat and cooking it in goat's milk, he went and did it in cow milk. In other words, the regular milk that we normally drink every day. Or you put it into rochel milk. In other words, sheep's milk. Minad, how do you know that you're chayv on that as well? So now, Rashi points out that l'choira, we already know this from the fact that the Gemara said at the bottom of the Omer Aleph and Kuf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, at the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Omer Beis, that the word Gdi doesn't necessarily mean Gdiism.
Right.
Only when it says the word Gdiism, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach Yehudas Gdi Ho'izim, or Ve'ez Oyez Gdi Ho'izim. But otherwise, Gdi means anything, any animal. So therefore, Rashi learns that this Gemara L'choira is not following what we learned. Who's the one that said this? That this does not agree with her blusa, because according to her blusa, I don't understand the price. I'll tell you, because the word gedi doesn't just mean a gedi of the goat family, but it means a gedi of the para family and a gedi of the rochel family. Anyway, like the Gemara said, after the para of a rochel, the mashma. So this price doesn't stem loiter blusa. That's what Rashi says. Toisus respectfully disagrees, and Toisus says, no, you could say this is consistent with the Gemara. Because all we see from the Gemara of yesterday is, Yitaka right, that the din of basar b'chalev doesn't apply only to goat meat, it also applies to beef, and to veal, and to lamb. It applies the same thing. However, maybe it only applies to the milk of that species, of that family. Goats into goat milk, cows into cow milk, and sheep into sheep's milk. How do you know that you can mix and match? That you don't know already from the pasuk, because the pasuk says gdi. I agree with you, gdi means anything. But it's b'chalev imoy. It's mommy. It's very weird that a gdi should go and have a mommy that's a bara, or that it should have a mommy that's a rochel. If you would have that, there would be ganze shailos of nidme, ganze shailos of potential kilayim. But we're talking about normal circumstances. We're talking about gedi b'chalev imoy, and that gedi now means a calf of a para, and it means a baby shepsela by a rochel maskin. But maybe it's got to be its imoy as opposed to shifting to another species. There's a toisus, you don't have to come on to Rashi. It could go like Rabluza. All the one wants to know is, how do you know that you're osur on any behema tahoira in any behema tahoira milk? Minayin. So to my amris kavuchaim, b'chadach kavuchaim. Uma imoy shloim nesra imoy bahar bo'o, nesra imoy bibishuloi. If you're talking about a gdi with its mami, there's no iser of harbo. We're not worried about an incestuous relationship because there is no chuppah v'kiddushin among most animals because most of them are just behemoths. So, if a mommy decided to go and live with its own son, I'm not going to condone such activities, but it's not prohibited. They can do whatever they want. There is no iser of harbo. Harbo means to mix different species, because it's the same species. We're talking about the same gdi with the gdoya, or with the seira, or from the goat family. But there's an iser bishul, like it said in the Torah. Don't go and cook the gdi b'chalev imoy. That's a no-no. Part of a rachosh nesri by barba. If you were to go and mix and match a gdi, for instance, with a para or with a rachel, then you have an iser of barba of leisarbia. That you're not going to go and mix two different species together. So in addition to nesri by shulis and avada, you should certainly be also if you mix the two in bishul. And therefore, based on the kal v'chomer, I now know that the din of chalev imoy is not only chalev of a gedi, but the same thing would apply to a para and to a rachel. Now the brisa continues on, tamaloimar bachalev imoy, and that comes to be marba also the chalev para and the chalev para and rachel. So now it doesn't say tamaloimar, not like we were saying.
It's a strange concept,
and that's what I was going to ask. In other words, this brisa starts off chalev imoy. I know for sure gedi and gedi's milk, 100%. In goat's milk. But how do I know chalei para barachel? How do I know that? So why chadach a kal v'chaymer? The kal v'chaymer is a good kal v'chaymer v'chayda. And then he says, well, one second, it may not be so good. Therefore, let me go and just add on tamalei b'chalei dimoy. It says b'chalei dimoy three times. So the extra three times, at least the second time or the third time, it's going to come to be marba, even the chalei para v'rachel. We just said a beautiful kal v'chaymer. It works very nicely. Right. What do you need a posse? I'll tell you why I need a posse. Mishum de'ikala meymar, me'ikara de'dina pircha. I can go and frag up this kal v'chaymer. How do I frag up the kal v'chaymer? Me'echa k'maisisla. How did you start off the kal v'chaymer? You brought a raya me'imai. What was the raya from me'imai? How do we start off the kal v'chaymer? Amadach imoy shalei nesra imoy barbo. Nesra imoy bishuloi. Part of a rach, which is much more chomor. Shinesra imoy barbo. And avad ein edit shinesra imoy bishuloi. So tomorrow I can have a pircha. Not that part of a rochel are more chomer than imoy. Imoy is more chomer than part of a rochel. Because mali imoy shekane nesra imoy bishchita. Meaning the din of oisavi espinoi, which only applies to an imoy with its child. It doesn't apply to a part of a rochel with yenem's gedi. It's not imoy. In fact, even within the goat family, it would have to be the mommy goat together with the baby goat, as opposed to a mommy goat together with somebody else's goat that comes from Australia, even though they're from the same species. But that's not an oisa de espinoi, is it? So therefore, says Imar, the reason why perhaps the Torah asks bishul of gedib chalev imoy is because imoy nesra imoy b'shchita. You can't shecht them both on the same day. So if a parish like isra imoy b'shchita, there is no isra of shechting a par together with a gdi on the same day. These are two separate species. And even if they're the same species, they're two separate families. And therefore, there's no din of bishul one with the other. And because of this pirch and the kal v'chaymer, that's why I have to have taka the extra b'chaleivim way to tell you that the din of vasa b'chalev doesn't only apply to gdi, but also to para v'rach. So far, so good. Tani yidach. Bachalev imay. Ainli bachalev imay. Bachalev achoysoy gedoyle minayin. What about the older sister? What means an older sister? So now, there's a very, very long shot of Rashi that occupies the whole Amud Aleph. And then when Rashi gets to the top of the Amud Beis, Rashi said, meh, I'm not so happy with that shot. And therefore, if you look quickly at the third line of Kuf Yedalet Amid Beis, at the very top, V'roye ani es divrei Rabbi Yosef toiv elem zal. Shreisik tshuva, tshuvas ksav yodoi, d'achoysik doilo v'achoysik tana, imenu mamish koma, shein min gedi kamoysay. Ugdoi lezuhi zikeina shekvar nisasra, in other words, what Rashi is saying is, I don't like the previous pshat that I gave until now. I like instead the pshat of Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. You're wondering, what was the pshat that Rashi gave until now? Rashi said that the Achoysek Doyle doesn't literally mean the sister of the Gedi. Rather, it's referring again to a Pora or to a Rochel. And the Pora is considered to be like the older sister, even though they're not related whatsoever, but at least in the Behemoth Tehoira category and class, that's the older, bigger one, big, big, heavy ox or cow, and here you have the small, little, little kleinschige gdi. Anyway, but Rashi again rejects that. He likes the real pshat of the Yosef Toid Elam, that what we're talking about is chalev achos gdoilim. Aha, so you have now a gdi, and the gdi, Baruch Hashem, was born. When the gdi comes into this world, the gdi is happy to find out that it has an older sibling, which is, of course, an older gdoya, achosoy gdoilim. And what happens now? They eventually go and shech this gedi a year later, 5 years later, whatever, and they milked the sister's milk. And now when they went and cooked the two together, the question is, are you chayiv on the milk of a choisig dos? Not imoy, it's a choisig doyle. So Frank Dimar, yes, in the Bryson. How do you know if you go and take the meat and you go and cook it in the milk of its older sister? What's the kavuchaim? There's a great affinity between the mommy and the baby, in the sense that both of them could theoretically go into the deer for purposes of giving mas or behema. So what do you mean? What's the shayla? What are you talking about? So Rashi explains that for purposes of ma'aser behema, as you know, it has to be all the same year. You can't go be ma'aser the payrus of 1 year over the other year, just like the regular payrus for Yerokus and Tvua. It's all got to be from the same year, from Tufshin Ayin Tes and from Tufshin Pei, Pei Aleph, etc. You can't go and take Trumas and Maises from 1 year on the other. Same thing applies to the Behemoth, Ma'aser Behema. It's all got to be born in 1 year. The year is not Tishrei to Tishrei, it's El to El. But Nishkan Afkimina, that's why it says in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Sept is Rosh Hashanah, that when it comes El, is Rosh Hashanah Lema'aser Behema. So there were some people that were not happy with the focus in the some of the Musar yeshivas, so when it came to El, they were going to say El, it's going to Rosh Hashanah, and you have to be very careful. So some people Amaratzim would go and say that El is Rosh Hashanah Lemasa Bahaima. So Maasa Bahaima, El. But I saw Maaser Bahaima. Maasa Bahaima. However, I saw even Kedushas Levi from the Heilige Beditshava or from Naaman HaMelech, he said that the Pshat is really just the opposite. That whoever goes and belittles El and says, I don't have to start getting serious about doing tshuva, this is the Maaser Behema. Whoever belittles and mocks and El says, we'll wait until Tishrei, I got plenty of time, I got another 30 days, I can sin the rest of the month, be happy, be merry. This is the Maaser Behema. You got to start. Or those that wait until Elul, this is the Maaser Behema. He already got to start in Tammuz and Av in previous months to games on tshuva. Anyway, we got off on a tangent. But the point is that the mommy animal and the baby animal could both be together in the procession. So how could you have them both in the same year? Says Rashi, because an animal, after it's born, within 2 or 3 or 4 months, it already has the possibility of reproducing. It's not like human beings, where a woman can only start having a child after the age of 12. Here you could already have a child by a behema already 2 or 3 or 4 months after it was born. And you're talking about a behema katana, by a behema, not behema daka, shkoyach, behema daka, the gestation period is a 5 month period. Okay, so therefore you could have a baby in 3 minutes, 3 months after, or have already an L. You have a baby born, and then after 3 or 4 months, it finds a suitable shidduch, it gets married, and then it has a chuppah of gedushin, and has a child, and that child is born another 5 months later, 6 months later, whatever.
Same year.
So therefore, it could be nichlas kima l'dir v'sasim. So there's no problem with that, and they have a strong affinity, and they're together. But nesr ima b'bishul, if you were to go cook the two together, oyoyoy, toynish. That's Mishmashu Bechalik Nimoy. Achoyse shloy nichlas imoy l'dir v'sasim. The achoyse, which is already somewhat removed. Now, the Achoyse could have also been born in the same year, it's true, but that's why Rashi says on the Yom Beis, from the Yosef Toiv Elam, that when we say Achoyse Gedoyle, the Taich is, Gedoyle Zihi Zikaina Shekvar Nisasra. So when we see the word Achoyse
Gedoyle,
it's already gone under the Shevet, it's already gone through the procedure of the Master in the prior year. So therefore, since it went already in the prior year, it can't be mitzarif to this year. And does up the Gemara, so therefore it's removed more.
Kol Halashon.
removed in the mamis. And in addition, as we move the Ramad, it should be also the mishul if you were to go and cook in the chalev achoy soydan. It's a good kavachim. Tavaloyma, that's why I have a pasim b'chalevi, might to tell you that it's also. And you were asked again the same kasha. You just said a beautiful kavachim. What do you need a pasik for? Amr Ravashi, Mishum the ikalamei, I can get ask a kasha on this kavachim. Meikar dina pircha. Meicha kamaisis la, where you bring a raya from? Meimoi. Mali imoi shekin nesra, imoi beshchita. In other words, the very same pircha that we asked before. You're telling me that there's a reason. I'm sorry?
Oysavitzmanai,
exactly like we asked on the previous brisa, we're asking now on this brisa. You're saying, by imoi I can understand, imoi shenichasa, imoi ledilisasa, there's such a strong affinity. That's what we should be sure. A choice with it. So, meruchic one from the other. It's not nichlasimo lisasa. About the rabbi should be osir bebishel. So, no. The reason why by imoi it's osir bebishel, because it's also osir beshrita. Oisir is benai bimechet. So, by choice in doshlan esrim beshrita. And since there is no isser of shechting the two siblings on the same day, so maybe there's no din of isser bishel bechala. That's why I have to have a pausing by chalev imoi. Choice. So I need a b'chalev imoy, one b'chalev imoy for the previous price and for the part of a rachel. I need now for the achoysoy g'toyla. Achor the achoysoy g'toyla, achoysoy g'tana minayin. What about if it's a younger sibling, which is in the same year? In other words, it was born, maybe it was twins, or maybe it was born a little bit later in the same year. Minayin, how do I know that there too don't go and cook the g'di in the sister's achoysoy g'tana milk? Minayin. Asim benayif. For this, I don't need a kavuchim. I can learn from a mahatzad. What's the mahatzad? Mehitaisi. Let's start off normally. Taisim imay. Let's learn it from imay. That what? Just like by imay, there's a din of reshvashim b'chalev imay. Achoisik tana, the same thing. Mali imay shekin nesu imay b'shchita. No, you can't learn it from imay because it has a din of the oisiv yes benayif, which doesn't apply to siblings. So therefore, only by imay maybe there's a din of chalev imay, the din of bishul basu b'chalev, but not by achoisik tana. No, I can't be out the oisav yesmanoi because the choisik doyle. There is no din of oisav yesmanoi or oisav yachoisai. There is no such din. So, and we know that there is a din of b'chalei nimai. So let's learn b'choisik doyle. You became with b'choisik doyle. But b'choisik doyle should nixle why the din is asim. The reason why there's an isser over there is because they're so fremd, they're so strange from one another that you can't even go and combine the two in the same year from mas mehema because the choisik doyle is from last year. And therefore, that's why there's a din of Isur of Basu B'chalav. But maybe that doesn't apply to Achoisik Tana. So you want Imoy Techiach, because there it was Nichnas Imoy L'Dir L'Sasser, and nevertheless there is a din of Bishul Basu B'chalav. So therefore, every pircha that you're asking me, I'll bring you a right from the other one that is not a pircha. And the chazar adin, like every mahatzad. The malice of one is not the malice of the other. But atzad hashev shaben, but the lowest common denominator of both is, shu basar vi also levashel b'cholav, each in the case of sai, the imoy, and sai in the case of the achoyse gedoyla, it's basar that you're not allowed to cook together with milk. So here we don't need a special limud from the pasuk chalev imoy. I learned mi beinaya, meaning from the mahatzad. Thank you, Mara. Once you're learning the achoysik tan of the mahatzad, ihochi achoysik doyle nami taisim benaya. Let's also learn with the mahatzad. No, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what's the mahatzad of the choysik tan. That Gemara leaves out. Choysik tan went in excruciating detail. Like imoy, like her, back and forth.
And achoysik doyle is one of the mahatzads.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not going to learn from the same matzah.
Right.
But the question is, what is the matzah? So Baruch Hashem, Rashi fills in the blank. So if you want to, we just turn temporarily to the Rashi on the Amud days. And the Rashi is about a third down the Amud, where it says, Achoyse G'doy L'Nami. Everybody have that? About a third down the Amud, like 20 lines down, Achoyse G'doy L'Nami. Yeah, do you have that, Barry? You okay?
Yeah, go to Baikra.
As Achoyse G'doy L'Nami, like to Baikra, I don't need a posik, but Taisimi Banaya, the Imoy, and Parah. In other words, put aside achoisik doyle. You can't learn achoisik doyle from achoisik doyle, but learn it from imoy apart. Udreshachi, ma imoy shenichlasa imoy ledir nesra imoy lebishul. Ma'adach, but the imoy, which is so close that it's nichlas imoy ledir, but nevertheless it's osir bishul basu b'chalav. Achoisik doyle, where it's not nichlas imoy ledir, because achoisik doyle is a year older. Like koshkin chavan dan avada should be osir bishul. Are you going to ask me, Mali Imay Shekinez, Esra Imay Beshita, because of the Ois Vesmanoi? Parah Techiach, because Parah doesn't have that Isra Ois Vesmanoi with this Gidi that we're talking about. Are you going to go and say, but you can't ask a Rai from Parah, because Mala Parah Shekinez, Nesra Imay Bahardoa, Baharboa, ubemaser imay. So therefore, I cannot learn now that choisik doyle from para, because the reason why para there's an iser of bishul basal b'chalav, because an iser of arba to go mix and match, also you can be maser the two together because this is para and this is gedi. Of imay techiach shibutaris imay barba and umaiser. So therefore, if you wanted to go learn it from imay, and you have a pircha, I can fa'em for the pircha from para. If you want to learn it from para and you have a pircha, I can fa'em for it from imay. Because the dilma yizek yizek, etc. So I shall have that the both isra abbasar b'chalav. Here too, by the choysing doyla, have an isra abbasar b'chalav. And therefore, asim b'nai, now I can all learn from b'nai, meaning from the matzad, both the isra of the choysing ktara that we had before, and the choysing doyla that we just had now, that we're going to learn from imay and para together. So getting back on the Amud Beis, on the Amud Aleph, why did the Braisa before say that I can't learn it from the Kal V'Chaim, and therefore I have to come on to a Pasuk Halev Imoy? I can learn the Choyse Gedoyla Mi Benayah, just like I learned the Choyse Tana Mi Benayah from a Mahatzad. I can learn the Choyse Gedoyla also from a Mahatzad. So you're 100% right. If that's the case, B'Chalev Imoy Lamali, so what do I need the Pasuk B'Chalev Imoy? What's the other drasha? B'chalev imay, ein liyala b'chalev imay. He, be'atzma b'chalva minayin. What about the gdi in its own milk? Wow! What is this type of situation? But it's, the Gemara is really, it's almost, I don't want to say it's in the spirit of Purim, because this is real Heilige Gemara, Avada, but this is not your normal, typical Gemara that you would typically find, that the Gemara is going from Imoy, Tachoisig Doyle, Tachoisig Tana, not to itself. But what's the case of itself?
That's a normal thing. It's going for every scenario.
Every scenario, 100%.
You could have started with this one and learned all the others. It didn't have to start, I mean, if it's Usher in its own milk, Kavachomer, unless it's anyone else's milk.
Well, we'll see the right to when I finish. We're not done yet. So what's he out of b'chalva? You're talking about that you had a female gdi, or female cow, or calf, or whatever it happens to be, and you milked it. First you milk it. Good. Now you have whole milk, and you put it into a kosher container, and it's homogenized and pasteurized, and it says on chal b'Yisrael milk, and all that. Good. And after you finish milking it, then you decided, this animal is nebucha, such a poor animal, such a shvacha milker, it's about time that we go and shecht it. And they went and they shechted the gdi. And then somebody took that very gdi, which we just shechted, and shechted in the milk of that gdi, which we had milked in the morning, and they milked it, and they matched it, and cooked it together. So the question is, that's not chalev imay, this is chalev atzmay. Are you osur on that, are you chayv on that? Minay. Now here the wording is a little bit, we have to, it's going to be a little bit colorful. Even though we didn't aser pri and pri, that means two siblings, that they're both the payrois of the mami, we didn't aser them b'shchita, because two siblings, no oisav espanay b'yamecha, no din of oisav v'ochiv, oisav v'achoisav, doesn't exist. However, you're not allowed to go and do the pri and aim. That's the ois and the espanoi. So the two oisois, the oisois, and the ois of achoisoi, there's no isa shchita. But oisoi, the espanoi, pri em aim, you're also b'shchita. Mokim shenesa, pri em pri, b'bishel, where the Torah asked pri em pri, b'bishel. Now what is pri em pri, b'bishel? Says Rashi, gedi im ha cholov, gedi with cholov. Why are they both called pri? Because they're both the produce from a female animal. You have the baby and you have the milk. If you were to go and take baby and the milk from its mother, that's the standard case of the classic case of Chalev Imoy. Pri and pri, mokim shenesar, pri and pri v'bishul, that you're now allowed to go and cook the gdi with the cholov of its mommy, which is its fellow sibling produce, if you will. So then we should certainly ask the pre imma aim. That one means the pre imma aim, meaning the animal itself in its own milk. So that's our question of the he atzma b'chola. How is that the pre imma aim? Because the pre is the milk, imma aim is the mommy itself, which we just shechted. So then avada should go and be osir based on this kal v'chayma.
Right.
We're starting over again, just so everybody should remember the Lashonis, because it's not that easy. Two sibling children, there is no din of Oysev Yesbenoi B'Yem Echad. But Nesa Pri Yem Eim B'Shchita, but there is a din of Oysev Yesbenoi, the Pri with the Eim. Mokim Shenesa Pri Yem Pri B'Bishl, where we ask it in the Torah of going and taking a G'di Bachalein Imoi, which are Pri Yem Pri, because both of them are the produce of the Mami. And in addition, Nesa Pri Yem Eim B'Bishl, then we should certainly go and ask Asa the Pri Yem Eim, meaning it itself, because since it is the Pri, it itself is also the aim that gave birth to this Gidi, as well as it itself, that's the milk. So therefore, Prima aim, Bibishal, Avada Navada, Talmaloima. That's where you have a positive Chalidimai. And again, the Mars asked Akasha, Halamali Kro, Asila. I had a beautiful Kalvachimer. Why do I have to have a positive? Amrav Ad Chavuyi Bar Ami, Mishim de Ikalamaimer. Because I'm going to show you that not necessarily is pre and aim more chomer than pre and pre. You could have a case of pre and pre being more chomer than pre and aim. How do you confine that? Now you have to halt kapra by sus ben susya achi pre de yoychiach. What happens if you have a mami sus, and that mami sus lived first with another, with a male sus, and gave birth to a sus? That's normally what happens. A Mr. and Mrs. Horse give birth to a horse. But unfortunately, this Mrs. Sus was horsing around, and she also lived together with
a donkey.
This was a sinful situation, but that's a horse. So this horse not only lived with a horse, it also lived together with a donkey, and gave birth as well to a Reden. So you have a sus ben susya, achi breida. So the sus and the breida both have the same mami. The same mami that was the susya. You have the sus and the breida. That'll be a haychacha against another zapircha on our kavachayim. She also pre and pre. The pre and pre meaning the sus and the preda are both the produce of the susya, and they're also one with another. And now they're going to live together because it's a lisachishar v'chamor yachta, but you would have a sus and a preda. It's two separate minim. Avad, it's also. Also pre and pre. But mutter pre and ma'aim. However, the sus and the susya are the same
men,
the same species, and they are mutter. So you see from this that at times that pre and pre can be more chomer than pre and ma'aim. So we start off the kal v'chomer. So therefore, pre and ma'aim is more chomer than chavad and avada, the god of the din of bishul. No, I'm going to show you that pre and pre can be more chomer than pre and ma'aim. Because here, the pre and pre, the sus and the pre, the are osir, but they pray in the aim of mutter, the gabi marbi azayim, to live together. Everything more doesn't nishka pircha, because hasam zera avu to the garim. It's not because of what's inherent in the sus, the susya, the praida, in the din of harbo. There we have a extenuating third party that's causing trouble. Who's that third party? The zera av.
The donkey.
The donkey. How do I know this is the donkey? So tomorrow, I'll show you. I can have a mirror image of what we just said. The haperid ben susya achi preida yechia. What happens again? You have that same susya, that same female horse that was horsing around too much with a donkey and gave birth to two children. One was a parrot, that's a male mule, and also gave birth to a preida, which is a female mule. So now I have both a parrot and a preida, brother and sister, both looking to their mother as being the mother horse. Yechiach. Now what? In such a case, mutter, pre, and pre, the parrot and the preida are allowed to get together. They're the same men.
Actually, I think they're sterile. Actually, they can't.
Whether or not they can have a child is not the point. Right? Are you allowed to have the mate? Allowed to have the mate? Yes. It's a men. It's a match made in heaven. Both of them are sterile. Both of them happen to be mules. Right, Mr. and Mrs. Mule, let them get together. They won't produce anything anyway. So, mutter pri impri, but also pri ma'aim. However, in this case, the pered is going to be also with its mami, the susya. So this is the exact opposite of the previous case, where we said that the sus ben susya and the preda, the sus and the preda we said are also pri impri. But we said the sus could live together with the susia because prima aim is more mutter, more kal. No, it's the other way around. It's all the zera'av. That's what's causing all of this
isser.
Of the isser. It's what really upsetting the apple cart over here. So it's really nothing inherent in prima aim. It's that third party, the av, that's causing trouble. Because you have the very same case of the parent with susia, achi preida, with the parent and preida, mutter prima pre, well, it's a prima aim. So then that's not considered to be a haychocha, a pircha. And therefore, the Gemara said, but I have another pircha. And this pircha is almost identical, at least it's parallel. What happens if you have Eved ben Shivcha, Achi Mishuchreres Yechiach? You had a Shivcha. The Shivcha gave birth to two separate children. One of them was an Eved, and the second one was an Eved, because they're both children of a Shivcha. And ultimately, one of the two Avodim, either because he was so great, or because he was so poor, in other words, he did such a poor job, that the Odin decided to mishachar him, and he's now a free man. So now I have the Eved with the Achim Mishuchreres. Okay, I shouldn't have said an Eved, it's really a Shivcha. In other words, a Shivcha gave birth to an Eved and to a Shivcha. The Eved is continuing to be an Eved. However, the Odin was Mishachrer, the daughter of the Shivcha, who was originally, of course, a Shivcha, and now she's a Shivcha Mishuchreres, so now she's already a regular Bas Chayre now. So what's the halacha now? Yechiach, she'osir pre-impri, the Eved and the Mishuchreres cannot live together. Biologically, they're no longer, or halachically, they're not considered to be brother and sister, but an Eved cannot go and be married to Mishuchreres, because she's already a Bas Chayre.
Right, she's Jewish.
She's a Gyaris. Umutter pre-impri, however, the Eved and the Shivcha, with its mother, would theoretically be okay. The reason why it would be okay is because there is no Zera to, they don't have Yichus to the Avadim. So you have a case where the pre is worse than the pre aim. And therefore that would be the Pircha on our Gemara at the very top, where we suggested that the pre aim is worse because of Oisvi Espanoi, which doesn't apply to pre. And now again the Gemara gives the same teret. Hossam, it's not because of what's inherent in the pre or the pre aim. Hossam, it's a third factor, a third party. It's the Get Shechru the Kagarim. How do I know it's the Get Shechru? Look! Now we're going to have again the mirror image. No. Eved ben Mishuchreres Achi Shivcha Yechiach. What happens? The same fact pattern. We started off with the Shivcha. It had two children, an Eved and a Shivcha. The Mami, the Odin, was Mishachrer. So now the Mami is no longer Shivcha. Now it's a Bas Chayin. But you still have the two kids. One's an Eved and one's a Shivcha. Yechiach. Shemutta Pri and Pri. The Eved and the Shivcha could live together because there's no Yachas. The Eved and the Shivcha are war one men.
Isn't it Gilead Arias? It's Rabbi Noach.
We're talking about the Isser of Harbo. We're talking about.
But Bnei Noach,
the only Isser is Eishes Ish. There is no incest by Bnei Noach. Okay. So the Eved and the Shivcha could theoretically marry. I'm not suggesting they should, but they could. But the Asa Pri and Aim, however.
Mother's a free woman.
Exactly. So the Eved could not live together with its mother. So don't go and tell me the Pri and Pri is worse than the Pri and Aim. No. In this case, the Prima Pri
is better
than the Prima Aim. The only reason why it was thrown off kilter was because of the Get Shichr, which is just like the case of the Zero Av. That's an extenuating third-party circumstances which are really not inherent to the Isurim themselves. And therefore, we are back to square one. We have a good Kal V'chayim V'chayim. Why do we have to have the Tamalei V'chaleiv Imai? And I have the good pircha. What's the koy zroy? She also pre impri. If I wanted to go and take, for instance, chita and tsoira, or as she says, chita metadashim, or other types, or with kerem, with grapes, whatever, and he mixes the two together, also pre impri. These are two peyos. Umuta pre imaim. Now, what's the word pre imaim over here? Aim over here means Mother Earth. But pre, you're allowed to put into Mother Earth, even though these are prima aim. It's the Mother Earth that is producing the peiros, because through the Kodesh Baruch Hu's bracha, but it's the aim, it's the karka. You're allowed to go and put the pre together with the aim. Uh-huh. So you see, the pre and the pre together, chita mitzoyra, chita mitzharzen, chita with other produce, that's awesome. But the prima aim, that's mutter. Otherwise, you can never go and grow anything. So I see from this, the pre and pre is more chomer than pre and aim. So tomorrow, that is also not a good kasha. Why is that not a good picha? Because klum nesa pre and pre, el hayadeya aim. The only way that the pre and pre becomes aser, in other words, mixing together, chitim and sa'irim, for instance, that's only if you put it into the ground. If you don't put it into the ground, then this whole iser is groundless. It has absolutely no basis. What happens if you were to go and buy separate containers of chitim, separate container of sa'irim, and then you go and put them all together in this huge container, chitim sa'irim together, and you're going to go and mix them, and you're going to go and shuckle them, and you're going to say, zechalifusi, zechalifusi.
And they're just being mixed as grain, not with any dirt or any nourishment. Or
exactly. And they're never, ever put into the ground. You put them in the freezer for the next 50 years. No problem. Play mitzvah, they're going to become awesome.
Make their seven grain bread.
Good. Would everybody agree that that's permissible? Yes. Yes. So you see that the only Issa Priya Priya is Al Yidea A. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's not a good Pircha. But now we have our final Pircha. Elam Arashi, Bishum Deikal Amemi, you know what the Pircha is. Remember, what are we trying to learn up? We're trying to learn up He Atzma B'cholva. That if you took a Gedoya, you went and first you milked it, now I have the milk of this Gedoya, and then you shecht it, and you put in into it. The Gemara wants to bring a Kal B'cholva. The Gemara, Elam Arashi, Bishum Deikal Amemi. In all of these cases, in particular, if you're talking about pri and pri, meaning separate cholov together with gdi, in other words, both of them chalev imoy,
right,
where the gdi is from the mami and the cholov is from the mami, so these are pri and pri, they're siblings in a sense, yeah, the animal together with the milk. But the shnei gufim, that's what the Torah asked. Torah pri and ma'aim, meaning in itself, shkein guf echa, that happens to be one guf. Why is it one guf? Because we're talking about Becholva. That's the reason why you need a pasik. All of the different combinations that you have were all shnei gufim. Whether you're talking about imay, achoisik doila, achoisik tana, paravarachal, everything you're talking about a separate guf. Each one, kavuchayim. Here you're talking about in the same guf. What's in the same guf that you went and put this gdi or gdoya that just produced the milk? You just shechted it and you put one into the other. Oh, that's gufecha that we didn't have in all of these cases. That's why you cannot learn from the Kal Mechaymer. That's why you have to go learn it from Lesavashu Gedi Bachalev Imoy. And we're going to stop over here and continue with him tomorrow on Purim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Afreilich and Pidim to everyone. Today's daf is Kif Yid Dalid. We've already learned the first three quarters of the daf over the last day or two. And now we're up to the final quarter of today's daf, which starts Omer Rav Ashi. It's just a drop beyond halfway down. So at the beginning of the line, you see it says Kra with a period. Then it says Omer Rav Ashi. Now, ever since we've been children, we are all familiar with the Rashi in Chemish, that it says in the Torah three times, yeah. And even though the Torah uses the expression Bishul, it means echad iser bishul, the echad iser achila, the echad iser hanoa b'mashma. That's the reason why it says three times bishul, achila, and hanoa. And in fact, that maimer chazal that Rashi brings, we're going to learn in Yachim tomorrow on the Amid Beis. For those of you that want to just look ahead on Kif Test Vav Amid Beis, we'll get down around 40%, a third to 40% of the Amid. You see, it says in the middle of the line, the Beir Yishmael Tana. Like we just said from the Rashi in Chemish. But until we get there, we're going to have a number of other Amayroim that are going to go and tell us the Makoyer for the Isser of eating Basar B'cholav from other limudim. And the first that we're going to start off with today is Amar Rav Ashi. And tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to have a number of other shatim, as we'll see. Amar Rav Ashi. Minay le basar b'cholav she'asar b'achila. How do you know basar b'cholav is asar b'achila? Shemem says the pasuk. Lo yisoichal kol te'eva. Now the word kol te'eva is referring to any abomination. It's a very generic term. It doesn't specify anything in particular. And therefore says the Gemara, that is the limud. That's how I know that basar b'cholav is asar b'achila. Because kol she'ta'avdi l'cha, anything that I said is an abomination, is repulsive, that Kadosh Baruch Hu detests. Harihi v'bal toichal, zok v'toira lo yisoichal esnisht. Namely, ela b'achila. That only tells you the halacha of achila. By no means, how do you know that you're now going to have anah? In other words, the bishul says the faith was sevashim. We now have lo yisoichal that tells you achila. How do I know anah? The Gemara brings this in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, as you all remember, because the Gemara asks over there, how do you know that chametz is also aser ba'achilo ubehanoa? Zog the Gemara, Zog Rebbe Luzar, kol mokim shenemar, lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichal, whatever it says in the Torah, the word iser achila, don't interpret it as being solely iser achila, but echad iser achila, v'yechad iser hanoa v'mashma, comes to ask of both achila and hanoa.
Why do we consider abomination, why the Torah considers abomination bosser b'kolom? At the logic, it's not repulsive. McDonald's makes a good living out of it.
To cook the child in mother's milk is very repulsive.
When it's not the child, but it's not the mother.
It's the substance representing the mother and the
What you're really asking, I think, is since the word te'ev is a very general, generic term, how do I know that it refers to basa b'cholav as opposed to, for instance, anything else? And in fact, as soon as we finish today's daf, and we begin tomorrow's daf, if you look at the very bottom of the Amud, Elamayata, and then we go to the Amud Aleph, Masi Shabbos Litzri, Doti Abdi Lechohu. After all, if a person, Chas V'Sholom, cooks on Shabbos, although Midrabonon, you're not allowed to go and eat it until at night, B'chtei Shiyasa, and according to B'yochanan Sandler, the person who did this Shoygeg is also forever, but that's Dirabon. And I'll tell you, you're allowed to go and eat it even immediately on Shabbos if it was done the shogeg. Aye, why don't you go and say we cooked on Shabbos? It's the chatayeva. We shouldn't be able to eat from it. Min ha'toira. Da'atiyati l'chahu. And the Gemara is going to ask several such questions tomorrow to go and include in the word te'eva not only basar b'chalav, but a whole array of other things that the Torah doesn't give you an express, explicit isur, and we're going to try to sweep it under the umbrella of the kol te'eva.
Te'eva doesn't mean that it's repulsive in human understanding terms. The Torah considers it te'eva.
It's a spiritual te'eva, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says don't do it, so anything that we do and we violate a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzon,
like chazir or...
Well, you ask a good question. In fact, the Gabi Chazir, if you remember, we had the Gemara about a week ago, and Rashi also says it in Chemish, that a person should not say, I don't want to eat Chazir because it's, I can't stand it, it's no good. Yeah. What you're rather supposed to go and say is, I would love to eat Chazir.
Hashem says no.
Hashem said no. If you remember, that's why the Gemara, where do we get this from? That was the story with Yaltsa and her husband with her Nachman.
Well, Shabbos is daf.
Exactly. And she said on every single thing, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you asked this, but you matter this, you asked this, you matter this.
Except
Basar B'cholav. And then he told them you can go and eat Gechal. So that was the discussion there.
Kuf tes
amid beis. Thank you.
Right.
And therefore the Gemara said, for instance, Chazir, you are matir moicha deshibuta. So Mefarshim asked, well, what is this? Why are Yaltsa playing games? This you can't eat, this you can do, you can't do this, you can do this, blah, blah, blah. The point is that all of these things, there is the same inyan which is mutter. So, in theory, though the Chazir should be mutter, and the Eishes Ish should be mutter, and all the other things which are the Eishes Ach, all those things which are mentioned in the Gemara. The only reason why we're not allowed to do it is Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Dus Ya and Dus Nish. You're not allowed to go and marry an Eishes Ach, but Mokim Yibam, you are allowed to. You're not allowed to eat Chazir, but you're allowed to eat the Moyach Nishibuta. And Kehena Vachena, all the examples that the Gemara gave back in Kuftes, to go and tell you. The only reason why these things are prohibited is not because, it's fat, can't stand it, da, 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 da. I would love to eat pork. I hear that pork and beans is something really exquisite. And in fact, when I go in the supermarket, and at least years ago, I used to go and see the lobsters going back and forth. Oh, I would love to eat a lobster. Ah, can you imagine it's creaking, it's crawling inside my intestines. Ah, couldn't have anything better. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Metonish. Therefore, I have to listen to what Kodesh Baruch Hu says, and if I violate that, I am eating te'eva because it's an abomination, because Hashem said no. Even though, in terms of human frailties and desires, it might be delicious. So anyway, getting back to Argumar. So Gemara wanted to know, how do I know that the din of Bas B'Cholav is not only Aser Ba'achila, but it's also Aser Ba'hana? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Bo, Amr Ablaza, whenever it says in the Torah, Lo Yoicha, Lo Yisoicha, Lo Yisoichlu, it automatically means not only Isra Chila, but also Isra Hanna. Ad, Shiyifat Lecha HaKosiv Kederach Shapara Lecha Ben Avela, Lager Ben Asina, Loid Gachon Ben Mechira. Unless the Torah has an express exception to the rule. Where does the Torah give an express exception to the rule? By the case of nevela. What does the Torah say by nevela? Nevela, of course, we know you're not allowed to eat a nevela. It says lo soichlu kol nevela. So I would think lo soichlu kol nevela means not only are you not allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to have anna, because you just said now whenever it says lo soichlu, it's echad israchil yechad sana. So the Torah nine here by nevela, it's an exception to the rule that what? Don't eat the nevela. What should you do with it? La gerash b'sherecha tenena means you give to the ger toishav. The ger toishav, as you know, is a person who has taken upon himself the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. It's really a machlokes mesechta Sanhedrin, the exact taich. But derech klal, the oilam learns that he was mekabel the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. And whenever Rashi quotes this in Chumash or anywhere else, he says about a ger toishav that he's mekabel the sheva mitzvahs, but he's an oichel nevelos. How do we know that the ger toishav eats nevelos? And why would Rashi point it out that he's oichel nevelos? So why would Rashi say he doesn't put on tefillin? He doesn't wear tzitzis? He's not mekayim Shabbos? Why does he say that he oichel nevelos? Because it's this very pasuk that since there's an inyan of giving the ger the nevelos, what is he going to do with the nevelos? If he's not going to eat with it, then he's going to have a problem. What is he going to do with it? No, because he's allowed to eat from it. And that's why Rashi always refers to the ger toishav as being an oichel nevelos. Anyway, the gerish b'sherecht nena va'achola oimachar lenachri. Now, the truth of the matter is we could stop right over here. We've proven our point. What's the point that we tried to go and bring? That Rav Avoh, Omer Rav Blazer said that whatever it says, le'yechel, le'seichel, le'seichel, automatically includes not only achila, but also includes hano, achiyifelchakosav. And here the Torah was pointed by Nevela that by ger you are allowed to have hano. What's hano? You give a present to your ger toishiv, to your neighbor, the ger toishiv. The Gemara is going to later bring that there's a mitzvah lahachiyoisai, while the pasuk says ger toishiv v'chai imach. So you're supposed to mechayim. Oh, you mechayim by giving him a nice piece of nevela which he's allowed to eat and finding good. Or you can go and sell it to a goy. And therefore you get hanor, whatever price you get, you know, so hako rebach, and you made money. So we've already proven the point that the Torah was yifr l'cha akosav. Now, the machloikis that we're going to bring now is really no longer relevant to establishing what we've established, and that is that when normally it says achila, it includes yisra hanor, ach yifr l'cha akosav, because we already established the Torah was pirate. But since we brought the pasuk, we bring the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda exactly how to teach, how do you interpret this pasuk. So says the Gemara, ein li el leger ben asino lo'ayv kacham b'machira. The pasuk on the surface is very straightforward. The pasuk says you got extra nevela. What are you going to do with it? Don't eat it, but titnena, give it to the ger. That's easy. Or mocher lenachri, sell it to the goy. So you got a choice: give it to the ger or sell to the goy. Ein li el leger b'nesina ulo'ayv kechavim b'machira. That's a lady. That's clear. The question is now: leger b'machira minayin? What happens if instead of giving it to the ger, you want to sell it to the ger? Do you have that right? Do you have that authority to go and sell nevela to the ger? Tam Elohim, says the pasuk, la ger asher b'sherecha titnena v'achola oy mochor. Stop. Put a semicolon over there. Why did the Torah write it in such an interesting way? What's bothering the Gemara is that the pasuk is not really consistent in style, because we start off the ger to the ger. What do? Titnena. You give it as a present. So the chayyut should go and say, "Oy lanachri timkarena or mochar." Why does the pasuk say the yesh v'recha tenena, which is the first we start off with the subject, and then we get to the verb, and then we continue on oy mochar the verb lanachri, and then we talk about the subject. In terms of style, it should be the other way around. Like the yesh v'recha tenena b'chala, oy lanachri mochar. Why mochar lanachri? So therefore, by the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it in that way, allowed Chazal to darshan, or they had the Messiah that this way it should be darshan. The ger b'machira minayin, tam aloyma la ger asher b'sherecha titnena oy machar. That you have two choices. You can either go and give it as a present to the ger, or you can go and sell it to the ger. Now the Gemara asks, what about the other way around? What happens if you have a goy that you want to go and give a present to? Many of us have an excess amount of shtachmunis on Purim, and then we give it to our secretaries, or we give it to our people at our firms or offices to go and establish a certain amount of goodwill. how do you know that you know that you're allowed to go and give a nevela to instead of selling it? How do you know to go as a present to a goy minayim? Tamaloymar. Now we're going to continue darshining the pasuk, and we start from titnena v'achola oy mochar lenachri. Ah, so in other words, we put a semicolon after l'ger b'sherecha. Ger b'sherecha. You stay there on the yeshorim for a moment. Titnena v'achola oy mochar lenachri. To the guy, you can either give it as a present, or you can go and sell it to the guy. Nimtza. And therefore, bottom line says Rameir, after the dust settles of these two limudim, nimtze echa ger v'yechad oy v'chom say ger toishiv and say ha'goy. They b'mechira. So even though the pasuk on the surface seems to make a distinction between the ger and the goy, nesina or mechira, no. Bottom line is you can do both tomorrow. No. I read the pasuk literally. La ger nesina, la vichavim b'mechira. Thank you. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Meir? Says he so if Remeir is taka right that the kavonas apostik to tell you both Messina and Mechira, both to the ger and the evichav lich l'rachmana lo yisaycha kol nevela la ger asher b'sherecha titnena v'achola, and instead of saying oy mochar, let it say ooh mochar, and then I would know la ger b'sherecha to your ger toshim titnena. You can give it, umachar, and you can sell it. Why did it say oy lovely? Shema minalid barm kichsavan hudiasa. The Torah is very, very specific, and the Torah means to say, la ger titnana. That's one option, one alternative. There's a second alternative. Oy, machar menachri. La ger menesina, ulay vikam menachir. So it's because of the oy, instead of saying, umachar, it says, oy machar. Very specific.
Over a lav, according to
Yehuda? Would you be over a lav if you gave it to the...
To the boy.
Well, you have a separate issue, and that is the Gemara says elsewhere, it says in the Pasuk, loisichonen. And the Gemara dashes from that, loisitnu matnaschinim. So you can't just go and give some matnaschinim to a goy. Whenever at times we give presents to our goyim, it's usually because we already have had tevesana from them, or we're hoping to have tevesana. For instance, if you give to your super and your doorman when it comes to chaguas for the holidays, but you're really paying them for their services and for the once a year that they open the door for you, or once a year that they push the button for you, then you're paying them for that. Yeah,
when I read the word oy, I understand that I have an option.
Right.
Not that I'm bound. If I read kiksavim, oy means or.
Exactly.
That means I can sell or give to anybody I want, to a ger, to a goy. I don't. If Rabbi Yehuda goes according to dvarim kiksavim, then the word I have to interpret iso also kiksavim. Kiksavim poshet chat means or, that I have the choice like Rabbi Meir, to give or to sell. How is Rabbi Yehuda doyresh?
And quite frankly, I'm a little bit, I'm using Barry's favorite word, I'm puzzled that the Gemara asked my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is reading Kichsavan. The Poshib Shat and the Posik is like it says in our Posik. Like Ger, Shrech, Tenena, Vachala, give it to the Ger, or sell it to the guy. Who gives Rameya the right to kind of stop the Posik in the middle? The Ger, Shrech, stop. Tenena, Vachala, Mochal, Anachri. Or, or the, what was the other drasha? Or, Tenet of Achala, Oymachar, and Achri? Or,
Oymachar,
Kama. Oh, so the point is, what gives you the right to go and kind of stop it in the middle and go and darshan the ger for both, or for Nachri for both? This is Abisla, Ashverezach. It's Rameir's approach is the more difficult one. Rabbi Yehuda's one is the easier one. That's a Pashup Shah and the Pasik. Now that you said it says oi, you're right, it says oi. But
I
the oi, 100%.
Right, or to the ger as a gift, or ger as a gift, or omikochavim as a sale.
Exactly.
Or those are the two options.
Because you have the subject and the verb together, the action together. The ger b'sherech t'nen v'achola, that's option number one. I don't like option number one. I don't have any ger toisha friends, I'm not interested. Oi, you have another option. Mochel anachri, go and sell it to the guy. But you don't say, like Reb Meir did by kind of tailoring the pasuk.
Put
a break. After Gerash B'Sherecha, stop. Tenev Acholo, oy mochel anachri. Or, Tenev Acholo, oy mochar, stop. I mean, that's the more difficult limud. The easier limud is like Rabbi Yehuda is saying. And the oy is very gishmak, and he's saying, that's why the Torah is saying, one or two, A or B, I or double I. He's giving you two different options. Beger to neda, or lemachri b'machir. Good. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Zog to Gemara. So we said, my comment to Bibi, so can I get a Rameya? Let's talk about the Seychel, call the Veil, like Yev Shrech, that Menu, Va'achol, U'machor. Oy, love, Lish, Mami, let's learn some of Yas. Like Yev Ben Sina, like Chom Ben Mechir. For Rameya, what do you do with what Rabbi Yehuda just said about the Oy? Rameya, Omalach, Hay Oy Lahaktim, the Sina, the Ger, the Mechir, the Oy, the point of that Oy is to tell you that of the two alternatives, Taka have two choices. But the choice that you should preferably do, your priority should be go and give an asina to the ger. If for some reason or other there's no ger toishev around, the ger toishev says, I have enough nevela, all my friends gave me nevela today, I can't eat so much nevela. So then, as a second option, you go mechila v'chol. But first, that's why the Torah goes and says, first, tenena v'chola to the ger. Oy, as a backup default mechanism. There is no ger toishev around, he's not available, whatever it is. Then you go mechila v'chol. Rabbi Yehuda, lahaktim nesina digeru mechira b'chom loytarach kra. I don't need a pasuk for that. Svaruhu, because I have a generic pasuk that says elsewhere that leger toisha v'chai imach. The pasuk tells you when it comes to ger toisha v'chai imach, you're supposed to go and be mechayim. Since it's a mitzvah being mechayim, so I know automatically that you have to. For those of you that have the benefit of the Likutei Rashi. Likutei Rashi brings the Gemara in Psachim. It's the very final Likutei Rashi here at the bottom of the Amud. And my Gemara is on the left-hand side, but I think some Gemara is on the right-hand side. But it brings Atma Tzumel Achiyoisi. The Chassidim and Pasik says, in Vayikra Chofei, in Bahar B'chuk Koisai, it says, Ger V'soyshe V'chai Imach. Now what means V'chai Imach? V'chai Imach means, yeah, he should live next to you in your neighborhood. But more than that, Ger Toishav Zat Matzumel Achiyoisai. Ger Toishav is a mitzvah to go Mimachai. Mechai means to go make sure he has panasa, to make sure he has a livelihood.
Universal basic income.
Yes, exactly. Vizeb, by a goy, it's not my zorg. Let the Catholic Church, let the Protestants worry about their own. I worry about my yin. I worry about my Ger Toishav. As far as the goyim, that let them worry on their own. So therefore, so I know already based on this pasuk, Ger Toishav Mechai Mach the Jassim Mechai. So if I'm given two choices, what should I do with my nevela? Should I give it to the ger toishev? Should I go and tell it to the goy? Automatically, I know that there's a mitzvah to go and be mechayev the ger toishev. Give it to him first. If the ger toishev says, "Sorry, I'm a vegan. I don't eat meat, or I have enough meat for the next week. I can't eat it. I can't stomach so much meat, etc., etc." As a backup option, you can go and give it to the goy. You can sell it to the goy. So that was Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir, but the Ikka that the Gemara brought all this is to tell you that normally, whenever it says Leisoichal, it includes Isser Hanoah. So now I know by Basr Becholov, the Isser Bishul from the actual Basr of Vashal Gedi, the Isser Achila from Leisoichal called to Eva, the Isser Hanoah also from Leisoichal called to Eva. How do I know that Achila includes Hanoah? Because every time Achila includes Hanoah, unless the Pasuk says Befeirish Hazish, and that's what the Gemara says by Nevela, the Torah says Befeirish, you are allowed to have Hanoah.
So yeah. Only the third pasuk, without the exception, the exemption of the Torah explicitly saying it's not Isser Hanoah, two pasukim would have been enough.
One for the Bishul. What do we need? Three pasukim.
Right, well, two would have been sufficient.
Very good. So if you remember yesterday in Kufi Gimel on the days, we had Shmuel said, the reason I have this, Vashal Gedi, the Rabbi says a Cholav, and the Rabbi says a Mezah, and the Rabbi says a Shleil, and the Rabbi says a
Shleil, and the Rabbi says a Shleil, and the Rabbi says a Shleil, and the Rabbi says a Shleil, and the Isra Achila, Isra Hanoah, you didn't need the third pasuk.
What you're saying is, in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, there is a machloikis, how do we know Isra Hanoah by Chometz of Pesach? There's another man Yaman that disagrees with the Rabbah of the Raza, and he says that the basis is whenever it says Loisei Ochel, or Loisei Ochlu, meaning that Loyei Ochel, that if it just says Loisei Chal Eloshin A direct, active, right. Then the halacha is, then that's only Isra Achila and not Isra Na. Right. Only if it's a passive, because that means that you shouldn't allow somebody else to go and eat from it. How would I allow somebody else to go and eat from it if I sold it to him, if I gave it to him? So therefore that includes, but that's not our Gemara. That's Taka Machloik is here in Mesech Lachim. Here our Gemara only brings this man the Yama, because we're talking about the Loisoichel called David, it says Loisoichel, it says Loisoichel. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai, Zagavench, Avrei, the computer into one and all.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.